Hello to all my chaverim, Yeshua Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our Shiurim and Mishnayos, we are doing today Mesechta Shabbos, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tuf Yad Aleph Beis. And the Mishnah begins: Eluk Sharim Shel Chayav and Aleihem. These are the knots that a person would be chayav for doing them on Shabbos, as Rashi says that counted in the Avos Malachas, as it says in Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph, HaKosher V'HaMatir. Those are two of the Avos Malachas, and it's dealing with the Kesher Shel Kayama, a permanent Kesher that you're never going to untie. Similar to the people when they tied the threads of the ureas that had broken, they tied them in order to get the ureas fixed, and those were ties that were not supposed to come out at all. So what types of knots that you chayav on? Like Kesher HaGamalim, the ones used for the camels, as the Rav explains, they make a hole in the camel's nose, and they put in a strap, and they tie it, a knot that's supposed to stay there permanently. The Kesher HaSaponim, and the knot used by the sailors, Rav says, similarly, they make a hole at the head of a ship, and they put in a rope, and they tie it a kesher, a knot that's going to stay forever. You're never going to untie it. And it's similar to the ones, as we says, Rashi said previously, that when they knotted the threads of the ureas in the Mishkan that had broken, they knotted it to stay there forever. And this kesher of kayama, which is not a maisa uman, if it's not something that's done professionally, or it is professional knot, but it doesn't last forever, that would be considered patur av aser. That would be a derabbanan, and you only chayev idiraisa when it's both a kesher shel kayama and a maisa uman. When it's both permanent and it's there forever, that's what the Rav says. And if it's not kayama, and it's neither kayama, and it's not a maisa uman, it's not a professional knot, then it's mutar lechatchila. Now the Rambam in Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph and the Rif, they hold that for chiyuv, you need to have both a kesher shel kayama and it's going to be a maisa uman. Okay, and so as opposed to Rashi's pshat, that either one of those makes it a d'oraisa, they say it has to be both, and if it's only one of them, it's chayav midrabbanan, and if it's neither of them, then it is mutter. The Taz and Simon Shinyu Zayin Os Aleph understands that the main point of a kesher uman, a professional knot, is the strength of the kesher. And if it's a strong kesher, even if it wasn't done professional ways, that is defined as a kesher uman. And the Bir Halacha is not too sure about that. Rashi and the Rush argue, and they say that looks like I did misspeak a moment ago. So let's review it. Rambam pshat is, and the Rif pshat is, they hold for a chiyuv, it has to be a kesher shel uman and kayim forever. Okay, if there's only one of the two, it's chayav derabbanan. If there's neither, it's mutter legamri. Now Rashi and the Rush argue, and they hold the ikar is the length of the time that the kesher is tied. And if it's something that's permanent, you chayiv even without a kesher shel uman. And if you plan that it should last for a few days before you take it off, that's the derabbanan. And if you intend to loose untie it in that same day, then it's mutar lechatchila. So they don't deal with kesher shel kayama at all. They deal with the length of time. Permanently, it's the araisa for a lengthy time period. We'll see as we go along if it's either one day or 7 days. That's the Rabbanan, and if it's going to be untied on the same day, they say it is Mutal Chatchila. The Tur and the Mordechai that's brought in the Ramah Simon, Shinyat Zion Sif Aleph, say that according to Rashi and the Rush, it's Mutter to tie a Kesher even if it's going to last for 7 days, not only for 1 day. So that's the Ramah's, the Tur and the Mordechai Shita. The Taz says that it depends in the amount of time that he plans to have it stay there. And the Shita is the same Shita of the Pri Megadim and the Eshel Avram, the Simen Shin Yud Zayin Osvav. But the Bir Halacha, Simen Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, says it's not totally on the person's intention as the Prima Gadim, the Eshav Ram, and the Tazze. It's not what his intention was when he made the knot, but the Bir HaHalacha brings that the Shear is, it's totally in what most people will do when they tie such a knot. And it doesn't depend on the person's intention himself. Mishnah continues, Shem Shu Chayev al Kishurin Kachu Chayev al Heterim, just like you Chayev for knotting them, you Chayev for unknotting them. Rashi obviously explained, as it says in Paraklal Gadol Daf Ayin Dalam and Beis, the people who were fishing for the Chilazon, that would need, sometimes they needed to untie the knots in their nets that were there in order to make them smaller or to widen them. So that is the Malach of Matur. The Chidusher Moshe Kaziz says, even though that we did say it's mutter to untie Kisharim in order to put it back from new, still it's considered Keshel Kayama because most of these nets like this are tied forever, and it's only very infrequently you have to fix the nets. So even though we say that sometimes they have to do it, but in general cases it's going to be lasting forever. The Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Zayin writes that if you untied a kesher in a destructive manner, then it's mutter completely, because you're only chayiv if you're doing it to fix again. The Taisus Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph writes, you're not chayiv only if you're matir amanas to tie it once again. And a lot of Paiskim argue at this, as explained in the Bir HaLacha Simin Shin Yud Zayin Sif Beis. And they hold, you just have to have a machshava of fixing it onto mechayiv, but not necessarily you're going to tie. Maybe by this untying, you're doing some kind of a fixing. Taisus Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the Rav, who explained that the knot is similar to the way they knotted the strings of the Arias that had been come loose, and Matir is similar to the way the workers who were fishmen for the Chilazon. And he asks a question, because in the Gemara, Daf Ayin Dalam Beis, it says that this whole thing about the tying, the way they did the Arias, that's just a Havamina. And the Machskana was dealing with the people who hunted, fished for the Chilazon. So, therefore, you don't have to compare it at all to the ones who tied the Arias, because in the fishing, fishermen for the Chilazon, they both have the Kishira and the untying. So you have both in that one example. And the Rav himself, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, writes on both of them, kosher and matir, based on the Chilazon. So he has a tzarachin, he doesn't understand why here the Rav brought in the Chuti Arias, which was just the Havamina. And he himself, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, says both of them have to do with the hunting for the Chilazon. And look in the Boaz, who brings the Teretz to this Kasha. And also the Teis Rekei asks on the Rav, who writes the Keshel Kayama, and something that's a Keshel Shokema, and it's not a Mais Uman, is Issur Rabbanan. That's the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that there's no difference between if it's lasting for a shorter or a longer time period. Okay, they hold that if it's also Maisa Uman, that's when you chayiv Yeraisa. But if it's not Maisa Uman, it's only Midrabanan. And if it's not Kayama at all, and it's not Maisa Uman at all, it's Mutter. And the Rav in Mishnah Beis writes that a Kesher that's not Kayama forever, only for a short time, that's Asdur Rabbanan, and that's Rashi Shita and the Rashi Shita. So now he's going on both sides. In one place he's explaining the Shita's, the Mishnah, according to Rashi and the Rav, that's the way he explains the Rashi and the Rush, that's the way he explains it in Mishnah Beis. And here he's explaining it, and according to the Riff and the Rambam, so he doesn't understand why he's switching sides, so to speak. The Mishnah continues, Remeir Omer Kol Kesher Shuyachal Atiro Ba'achas Miyadav. Any Kesher, any knot, you can untie with one hand, as Rashi says. It's not too tied too tightly. Ain a chayev alof. You're not chayev d'oraisa on that. Rashi and Rav say, even if he meant it to last for a long time, but it's not in such a way that it's easily untied, you know, chayev d'oraisa. And the Rav adds, but the halach is not like Reb Meir, and you are chayev for kesher shechiyama, even if you could untie it in one hand. The Merkava said Mishnah to the Rambam, and the says that according to the Rambam and the Rif, to a chayev only if it's a kesher uman, how could it possibly be that you should be, you shouldn't be chayev if you tie something that you could undo with one hand, and you only chayev in something very, very strong, as the beer of the Taz says there, and previously we mentioned that, and the answer is that something is very tight, it's very strong, that's a kesher you won't be able to undo when you just pull on it, or as the Bir Alacha writes in Siman Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, that you can't, it can't come loose by itself, and this that he could undo with one hand doesn't show that it's not a strong kesher, and it still could be a kesher uman. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Beis, I believe. Yes, we do have time for Mishnah Beis. We're doing a Perek Tezvav Mishnah Beis, which the Gemara is in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, and also Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph. And Mishnah says, Yesh lecha ksharim she'enu chayav an alav. There's certain knots you're not chayav d'oraisa for, like you were chayav in the Mishnah before, ki kesher ha'gamal and ki kesher ha'sapanim, like the camel knots and the ship knots. There are others that are not like that. As Rashi explained, they're not chayav for the machatas, like we had previously with the camels and the ships, but it's only Drabbanan. And those examples for what the Drabbanan are not mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara explains them. The Rav adds on, if you want to have an example, like the long strap that you tie to the ring that's already there in the very wild camel, the Naka, and also like the rope, the long rope that you tie in the rope that's made like a ring that's hanging from the hole at the head of the Sfina. And sometimes you're going to leave it there a week or 2 weeks, and then you're going to undo it. And similarly, any knot that you tie it to, for a specific time, not that it should be forever, that's when you're not chayv d'oraisa, you're chayv d'rabbanan. So any time, long-term knot, it's not permanent, is what we're talking about, that's the d'rabbanan. Now the Lacha Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, asks, but according to the Shishas Rambam, the Rif, that you're chayv with a kesher shel uman, the only time you're chayv d'oraisa, if it's a permanent a kesher shel hakiyam, a permanent one forever, and also a professional, and your putter, and it's only it's drabbanan if it's just one of those two conditions, and it's mutter d'oraisa when it's neither of those conditions. So we have to explain here a little bit differently that either it's not a professional knot, or it's not kayam forever, but it's not. It's a little schwer because the Gemara writes that these are not lasting forever here, and therefore it's chayv d'rabbanan. Coins the Rambam that is a kesher of a uman, one condition. But the Rambam himself writes that here we're talking about it's potter completely because it's a kesher of a hedget, and how could it be chayv d'rabbanan if it doesn't have either one of these two tanaim, according to the Rambam? And the answer is, the Rambam understood from the Gemara was talking about a kesher, it's not kayama. It means any type of kesher of hedget, even if it is shel kayama. That is what the Mishnah means, what the Gemara means when it calls it a shein kayama. It can even be a kayama, but it's a hedget type. Or that the rope and the strap that he's talking about are not the ones he's mentioning. Sounds like the ones that's mentioned in the Gemara, but it's not. The Rambam is talking about the knots of hedyotis, which are lasting forever, and the Gemara is talking about a kesher uman that's going to be for a short time. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Kosheris isha aftea chalupa. A woman could tie the opening to her skirt or her blouse. As Taisyatra brings from the Ran, now something's left out here in the Mishnah. This is the way it goes. And these are the ones, we're about to talk about the ones that are Mutter Lechatchila. Rashi says, it's kind of like a blouse that the Galachim, the priests, wore. And Rashi adds, and the Rav says, like the, it has kind of strings on both sides, and you tie the right one to the left shoulder and the left one to the right shoulder. So since every day she's going to unloosen them, it's not considered a keshel shechiyama, and it's mutl chadchila. Taisa Yadav brings from the Gemara, it's pshita, if it's not, if he's going to, she's going to untie it every day, it should be mutter. So lo tzricha, the Mishnah says, it is, there are two openings. Those little straps that the Ravid mentioned, and if she only undoes one of them, she still could take off the garment, a little tight, but she'd be able to wiggle out of it. So you might think that one of these two straps is considered batal, and it should be like a keshel shekayama, because it's possible to untie this blouse and leave one there permanently, and you don't know which one it is that she's going to untie to wiggle out. No, it's still considered, it's not kayama, because normally they are both opened up. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, says also here we're talking about it's not a kesher uman, so it's neither kesher uman and it's not something that's going to last, therefore it is mutter lechatchila. Remember, going to Rashi and the Rush, the kesher uman is not a factor at all, just the fact that it's going to be untied quickly, which makes it mutter lechatchila. The chutei sevacha and the threads for her head garment, as the Rav explains, she wore something on her head, looks like a netting, and the Taisis Yantif says, ah, it's pshita, that should not be, it should be mutter. Says, no, we're talking about that it's not, has a lot of, it's wide and it's not tightly fit to her head. You might think she'll just pull it off from her head while it's still tied, and it becomes eventually like Keshul Shoykeyama, Kamash Malan, that a woman is careful about her hair, she doesn't want to pull out any hair, and therefore she will loosen, untie the knots before she takes it off her head. And also Shel Psikia, that's another one that's mutter. What is that? Rashi Rav says, it's a belt, a wide belt, and it has threads tied at the top in order to tie the belt. Taisa Yantar brings from Rashi and the Gemara, you can also explain this way, like we had with the sfacha, with the head covering, that you might think she'll take it off, like loosen the whole belt down her legs and get out of it without untying it. Mashmalan, people don't do it. It's tznius. They don't take off that. Women don't take the garment off that way. And also, ritzuas mino v'sandal. Those are also mutter chachila, the knots, Taisyanta writes. The Gemara has a lot of different understandings of what that is. Some of them are, you would be chai for, and some you would be patra, and some of them midrabanan you patra, and some would be mutter chachila. And there's a lot of different pirushim there. And he brings that the Rambam in his chibur in the 10th parak, Yad Chasaka, that the ones that are mutter are the ones that you are tying on your foot as you're wearing them. They're certainly not Maisa Uman, and it's not going to last. Rashi Yivam Estaf Kuf Aleph Divrei Maschal Minel. And Divrei Maschal Chalitza says, the minel is made from, what's the difference between a minel and a sandal? A minel comes from soft leather, and a sandal comes from hard leather. Next case in the Mishnah is of the ones that are mutter, are no dos yayin v'shemen, flasks of wine and oil. Rashi Rav says the leather is going to be rolled over the opening and tied, and the Rav adds, even though it has two things that are tied there, and we don't say one of them is bottled to the other, and then similar to those garments, you might be able to wiggle it out with just opening one. Here too, since it has two, maybe you'd open it slightly difficult ways with one, leaving one tied permanently. We don't say that. Taisis Yantif brings from Rashi that with one open, you'll still be able to pull out a little wine, but it would be bedochik. And similarly, a kedera of basar, like he mentioned for other things as well. The kedera shel basar, as we're about to say here now, Rashi and the Rav says that sometimes you tie a beged over the opening of the kedera, the pot, and Rav adds on, even though it has a din that you could put it the way it's made, you could actually get some soup out of it without untying it. Still, that's not considered a kesher because you don't normally do it that way. You normally untie it, just like we said before, with the notice yayin and shemen. You to get to the food, to get to the drink, you're going to untie it. You're not going to just try to sneak some out without untying it. Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov Omer Koshim Lefnei Behema Mishul Shol Teitzei. You're allowed to put a not in front of an animal, so it shouldn't escape. Rashi says, you make a rope to close up across the width of the door, and the Rav adds on to like lock in front of it, so it shouldn't go out, and that's the halacha. The way the Rebbe Lezer and Yaakov says that you're allowed to do that, Taisi Yantra brings from the Gemara, it's pashut, you should be able to do this rope. It's not needed because there are two ropes there also. Okay, two ropes to the, on the width of the opening, one above the other, or two that were on both sides of the doorway, and it wasn't there from the day before. You might think one of them would become bottle because you'll be able to get the animal out with bedechik, not easily, but you'll be able to squeeze it out, even untying just one. And telling you, no, we don't say that. Now, based on what the Rav says, that's the halacha, the Gemara has a maskana, that there is no machlokas. Normally, when you have a Tana Kama, then you have, like, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov here, you might say he's arguing, but the Gemara is telling you, no, he's not arguing on the ones before. And he says, this is what I mentioned. Taisanta says, I already wrote about this in the last paragraph of Bikurim, that it sounds like a machlokas, but it's not. It's an example of one. It sounds like a machlokas, but it's not. The Aruch HaShulchan Siman Shin Yud Zayin Oz Chav Ches says, in most cases, there are doors that are closed in front of the behema, and if here we have a rope, it shows that it's not for the kayama until you're going to put a proper door there. Okay, the Mishnah continues, Koshrim Deli B'Psikya Avalo B'Chevel. Okay, you can a bucket you can tie with a psikit, but not with a chevel. Rashi says, on top of a bar, which is tied and it's hanging there. Okay, because the psikit is not mavatal, and the Rav says, but not with a chevel, because that is bottle. It's going to stay there forever, and it'll be a kesher shokeya. Again, that psikit we had before was the belt type of thing. Okay, but not a rope. Rehuda Mater, Rehuda says it's mutter. And the Rabbi explains he only allowed you to use a rope that the weavers use, that he's going to need his rope back. So it's not going to become bottle and stay tied to that bucket forever. And the Rabbanan hold that if it's readily available, this rope of the weavers, and he'll use that, and he'll use other ropes as well, because you can switch one rope and another is easily switchable, and he won't realize the difference, and Allah has chachamim not to use the rope at all. And the Rashi and the Ritva in the name of Taisus say that we're only talking about a bucket that's tied to a well, but you could tie, it's mutter completely to tie a rope to a bucket which is not attached to a well, because certainly you'll undo it after a while. So you want to carry it somewhere on with the rope, then you'll undo it later on. The Rambam in Perish Mishnayis Perik Dalet Mishnah Aleph says, we don't make a gzera for a gzera. So why doesn't it sound like here it's a gzera, one gzera on top of the other? Because that's only if Bezdin makes one gzera, then left. Later they come back and puts another gzera to the first gzera. That we don't do. But if the both gzeras were done at the same time, then they have the rishus to do it. And it's like all we say, kulu chad gzerahi. So it means whoever made the first gzera, so it won't last unless we do a second gzera afterwards to strengthen it and to support it. And therefore they made two gzeras together. And similarly here, in our gzera, we say you're allowed to, you're not allowed to use the bucket tied with the rope of the weavers, even though it's according to the Rambam, that's a kesher hedyot, which is asur midrabanan. So it sounds like a kesher hedyot drabanan, and we have a second zera not to do it to the chevel of the gardi, and he would tell you not to tie the chevel of gardi to the bucket because maybe you have a chashash that you'll put another type of chevel there, which might last for a long time. Same thing here. We say it's all chadig zera. They did it at the same time. The Mishnah ends off. Klal amar Rabbi Yehuda kol kesher she'en shel kayama in chayav an alav. Any kesher is not going to last. It's not chayav. You're not. It's not a deraisa. Tereserel says the Rabbanan say no. Even though it's not kayama, still we see something similar to it, which is a kayama, so we do make a gzera for that. The Ran says Rehuda is not going back on the Tanakama about the tying to the bucket. He's going back on, we said before, that anything is kesher that you can untie with one hand, you're not chayev. And Rehuda argues, and he says, no, the chiv is totally whether kesher kayama or not, nothing to do with whether you can untie it or not. And that's the second shot also of the Taisis Yantif. Okay, that's the end of our share today. And it quite questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Roth@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.